This is the Sean Hannity Show.
All right. Thanks, Scott Shannon. Glad you are with us. Our toll-free telephone number, you want to be a part of the program, is 800-941-SEAN. You know, I was a little shocked at comments that Oprah Winfrey made last week. She was on BBC, and she says she thinks there is a level of disrespect for the office that occurs in some cases, maybe even because Barack Obama is African-American. So is that the real reason for criticism towards the president? Well, the majority of Americans, white, black, all races and backgrounds, they voted overwhelmingly and it wasn't an issue. But I guess now that there's louder criticism because of his economic policies haven't worked. We've doubled the number of people on food stamps. 1 in 6 Americans live in poverty. 1 in 5 American children live in poverty. He single-handedly has almost doubled the debt of every president combined before him. And then, of course, the disaster of health care. So I guess this is now just the latest attempt to silence critics of the president. Well, let's say it's got to be rooted in racism here. Here's what she said.
Has it ever crossed your mind that some of the treatment that Obama and the challenges he's faced and some of the reporting he's received is because he's an African-American, and if he wasn't an African-American, if he was a white guy, those wouldn't have happened. He wouldn't have been treated in quite the same way. He wouldn't have to deal with quite the same confrontations.
Has it ever crossed my mind? It's crossed my mind probably as many times as it's crossed your mind. Probably it's crossed my mind more times than it's crossed your mind. Just the level of disrespect when the senator yelled out, "You're a liar." Remember that? I think that there's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs. And that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases because he's African-American.
Is there a disrespect? I wonder if Oprah thinks about the disrespect of the president suggesting Republicans, conservatives want dirty air, dirty water. Their plan is to have old people and the elderly and disabled fend for themselves. I mean, a lot of things have been said on all sides of the aisle. Anyway, here to help sort this out, we have Deneen Borelli, Fox News contributor, author of the best-selling book Blacklash. Also, Juan Williams, Fox News political analyst, debating Oprah Winfrey's comments. And welcome both of you.
Hey, Sean, thank you.
Good to be with you.
You think that's the case, Juan? Do you agree with Oprah?
Oh, I think race is definitely a part of the story, but of course that was inevitable. He's the first black president, Sean. So I don't think there's any question that it's an element in all that we say and consider about the man. And I think when you look at the politics of the moment, given the way the Republican Party is based in the South, it's almost an all-white party at this point, that it becomes an easy out for everybody who's, you know, saying, boy, this criticism of President Obama is pretty intense. Why is it so intense? Why are we so polarized?
Well, was it any different for Bush? I mean, Bush was called a war criminal compared to being a Nazi. And by the way, I have, you know, other statements by prominent officials. I didn't hear Oprah standing up for George W. Bush in the office and saying that George W. Bush was being unfairly treated.
I must say that if you look at the politics of the time, there were all sorts of negotiations, legislation, governing going on with Democrats cooperating with President Bush. What you said is exactly right. There were extremists who said those awful things about President Bush. But in this case,
those extremists
were Mitch McConnell saying, you know what, we're going to stop this guy from having a say. That's our whole goal. All we do is obstruct everything he tries to do.
That's now, look, you're getting into politics that I don't think exist in this question. Let me ask a question this way. Do you think, for example, and I'll put myself on the line here, do you think I would be any less critical of Hillary Clinton doing the exact same things that Barack Obama's doing, or if she had as controversial a background as him, going to Jeremiah Wright's church and hanging out with Bill Ayers? Do you think I'd be any less critical of her?
Yeah, I think you would. And also, I think being the first, if she was the first woman president, I think then there would be criticism of her. There would be criticism of you for saying, is he picking on her because she's a woman?
No, but the fact is there wouldn't be any less criticism. I am against his policies. I don't think he's been honest in terms of who he is and what he believes. And I think it's only now recently that it's getting exposed and many people are waking up to the fact that he's not who he says he is.
I don't think that's true. And in fact, I think he's been elected twice by more than 50% of the American people. So people do like him.
But his popularity has never been lower.
Been very high.
I know, but it's changing. And in large part, it's changing because I've always said, and what I mean by that is he's a rigid ideologue. He's always had radical inclinations. And, you know, the idea that I or any other conservative, prominent conservative that I know oppose him, on an issue of race is just ridiculous, because we'd be equally critical on any other issue by any other politician that wanted to, quote, transform this country the way he has. Deneen,
well, I think that in your case, that's probably true. I don't think that that's about you, Sean.
Sean, I think what Oprah has done here is very dangerous and divisive for our country. She's trying to cover for Obama's failed policies, and we are witnessing it firsthand with Obamacare. That's just one of many examples. Americans are opposed to Obama's failed policies. Has absolutely nothing to do with the color of his skin, Juan. If Americans were so racist, Obama would not have been elected, not once, but twice, as president of the United States. So that's clearly an outrageous statement to make.
No, I don't think that's an outrageous statement. Look, he was not elected, let me assure you, by the states where the Republican Party is based in the South.
Juan, he would have never been elected initially and would have never been elected for the second term. And also, let's get back to Oprah. She has a very twisted view about race in America, because according to Oprah, America is a racist country. She claims that blacks are terrorized because of their skin color. And she concluded that America's race problems will not be solved until the older generation of Southern whites die. What kind of nonsense is that coming from someone who's a billionaire? She's basically backstabbing Americans.
Let me
also
play that.
She's never been a success as she is without the support of all Americans. For her to not only be a billionaire, but the most powerful celebrity on Forbes this year, number one.
Let me go to the cut that Danita is referring to.
Of course, the problem is not solved. You know, as long as people can be judged by the color of their skin, the problem's not solved. As long as there are people who still, and there's a whole generation, I say this, you know, I said this, you know, for apartheid South Africa, I said this for my own, you know, community in the South, there are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it. In that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
They just have to die.
That's just sick. She made $77 million last year, Sean, between 2012 and 2013 in June. She's a billionaire, the most powerful celebrity on Forbes this year. She is the perfect story of America's exceptionalism, where anyone can succeed. She grew up dirt poor. So what if she's black? She's a success. And she should be singing that tune to all Americans and our young people that if I can do it, you can do it too.
Deneen, you know, she's an exceptional person, and she's had exceptional success, and she has been accepted, I think,
America
especially by white women. Hang on
country.
A second. Hey, I think she's been accepted by white women in America in a way that is unprecedented. But it's not, what you're saying doesn't quite logically fit. I mean, you know, that older white generation in the South is strongly opposed to interracial marriage. They say that in polls. They have the most reluctance to accept black people in positions of leadership, especially as president of the United States.
Ron, that's ridiculous, okay? Come on. You look at what position that you're in today, and how did you get to where you are today? Look at me. I am a black conservative. I didn't grow up. Nothing was given to me. I had to work hard to get to where I am today, so don't play that race card nonsense with me. Anyone
what
can succeed card? In this country. Don't take no for an answer. And when people try to put up roadblocks in your way, you go around them, you go over them. For Oprah to make this comment that America is a racist country is doing a disservice to our country, and she should be held accountable. All Americans should hold her accountable, because what she's doing is dangerous and divisive.
I think what she's doing is honest. We have a tremendously sad racial history in this country, and we are, I agree with you, Deneen, and with you, Sean, we have made so much progress. I can't imagine that my dad would be in the position I'm in, back in the 50s and 60s. So there's no question about the progress. But to say that because there's been progress, everything now is just perfect. Everything is hunky-dory, just wonderful. I think it's to deny the racial consciousness, how we see people differently based on race.
Well, let me ask you
to this moment.
But there are people, if you ask them why they voted for Barack Obama, those that have said, well, because he's black.
Sure, especially black people who I think saw some racial pride in finally having a black man rise to that height. I don't think there's any question. And
look at what it got them. High unemployment, 13%. Black youth is over 40, 50%. Yeah, look at where voting for Obama because of his skin color, look at where it got them. This is outrageous. You go by the person's policies, how they plan on leading the country, and what they're going to do to move our country forward. Obama has done none of the above. So to vote for him because of his skin color is absolutely outrageous.
I'll leave that up to you to make the judgment, but I think if you ask people who are invested on Wall Street, if you ask about gas prices, if you ask about lower unemployment since 08, when he 09, since he started, people would say, yeah, I see some progress. It's just not enough.
We have the lowest labor participation rate in over three decades in this country.
Right, we have the oldest population. A lot of people are retiring. But
it has nothing to do with retirement numbers, Juan. These are people that can't find jobs, Juan.
No, a lot of those are older people who are choosing early retirement.
Juan, we doubled the number of people that get food stamps in this country. One in six Americans now live in poverty. One in five American children. That we've never had an economy for such a protracted period of time this bad for this long with no recovery. And then you add to that the now going on $8 trillion in new Obama debt.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not a Pollyanna. I think the country has some issues, but I just don't think that it's the case that you can therefore say this man is the worst president or terrible president. I think he's been a very good president. I think at the moment he's definitely back on his heels after the abysmal rollout of the healthcare thing. But even that, he has a chance to correct
it. More ways than one. Obamacare, he lied to Americans. You can keep it. You can keep your doctor. I mean, come on. Our economy is limping along. People should be gainfully employed, not looking to government for all of their wants and needs. Food stamps have exploded under Obama's watch. Have you not realized that? How can you ignore the facts that are before you?
That's not ignoring facts. In fact, in the last election, you know, Newt Gingrich and a lot of the Republicans in the primaries during Deneen were saying, oh, it's a food stamp president, the entitlement president. But, I mean, the reality is that given the economic conditions that Sean just laid out, you can imagine there are more people in need. And I think any society, any compassionate conservative and
Obamaite
would want to make sure those people are cared for by a social safety net.
Let me take it a step further. Are black Americans better off now? We're going to be heading into the sixth year of Obama's presidency.
Are they better off in terms of employment, in terms of family opportunities? For blacks, given what's happened in terms of the Great Recession, has been terrible.
Have his policies, he promised, for example, that, you know, we're going to have shovel-ready jobs, and a summer of recovery, and he spent all this money, and stimulus is going to get us, and all this stuff. If you look at the numbers, are black Americans better off now going into a sixth year of his presidency? I don't think, if you look at the numbers, the labor participation rate, the number of people on food stamps that it doubled, et cetera, I don't think any American's better off.
Not even close, Sean. And then if you look at Bowie State, the students there are complaining because they've gotten their health insurance canceled because of Obamacare. And these are mostly black students that go to that college. So finally, Americans of all backgrounds and races are waking up to the fact that Obama is failing our country in more ways than one.
Well, you can make an argument against President Obama, and I will listen because I think you're both smart people, but I must tell you, if you're saying, oh, therefore, criticism of Obama has nothing to do with race, I think that you're closing your eyes to a reality of racism in American society.
His leadership is deplorable, Juan. Come on.
I think it's also
unemployment, Obamacare.
But it's also deeper. Now it's even deeper, though, because now the president, not only does he have a credibility problem in terms of competence in the rollout of Obamacare, but the fact that he lied to the American people, did so repeatedly, you know, Kirsten Gillibrand is even admitting, oh, we all knew that people weren't going to be able to keep their plans, but they did it anyway. And I don't think he's going to be able to get that credibility back, Juan, and it was ends justifies the means for him, and that's a problem.
And that has nothing to do with race, Sean. Right.
That's right. It has nothing to do with race. I think he was pursuing the policy, and that's exactly right what Senator Gillibrand said, by the way, because everybody knew there's going to have to be churn and change, and change
that's
is difficult.
That's not what he said.
People.
No, it's not change that's difficult. Honesty is the issue. And the president made a promises, He made promises he knew he couldn't keep. He knew weren't true. That's a problem, Juan.
Well, see, I think that for 95% of Americans, we don't have
any. It's not about 95%. He didn't say 95%.
They feel that he misled them, and I don't think there's any question about it.
He didn't say if 95% of you like your plan, you can keep it. He said if you like it, you can keep it, period. And it's, by the way, it's not going to be the 5% talking point. There's tens and tens of millions of Americans that are going to be losing their health care plan. And he promised they wouldn't.
And under his failed policies, he's not only killing the coal industry, now he's harming the insurance industry. What about the jobs in that industry? Yeah. What are these people supposed to do as well?
I got to roll, guys, but I appreciate it. Deneen Borelli, thank you. Juan Williams, thank you.